It's another Thursday. Oh, another episode's coming out. The fuck?
What?
Nothing.
What?
I promised to be nice, so I'm not saying anything.
We made sure that we haven't consumed that much iced tea until we turn on a microphone, just to make sure that...
To make sure.
Para may iba.
Just to make sure.
Because the past...
But just the same, we don't know what we're going to talk about.
No.
We do.
We do? What are we going to talk about?
Yeah, after the... After that... revelation.
That incident.
After that revelation that nobody believed us at first.
Seriously, man.
Wait. Somebody asked me a question as a way of, you know, checking up on things. Aren't we sure we're talking about DJ Lonio the last time?
No.
So, a totally different guy.
What did we talk about?
We talked about...
Why would I talk about him?
We edited more than half of it, so...
I don't know. It's such a killjoy. So we're talking about the guy who works for a radio station that we're familiar with.
Okay. Yeah, no, I remember. No,
but different.
It can't be him. Different guy.
Not him.
Lunio doesn't even...
Doesn't work for radio.
If he applies for a job at an office like ours back in the day, man. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Was he ever in radio? I don't think so.
I don't think he ever will be. No.
Now, what makes him so...
So it was a different guy we were talking about, right?
I can't even remember.
What? You can't remember the guy we talked about?
No, what were we talking about? Guy in radio.
To this issue.
Yeah. I remember now. Indecent proposals.
Indecent proposal. Waited for the girl in the bathroom. So
at a party.
Not him.
Okay.
Not cool.
That was a different guy.
Why? Someone asked you about him.
I refuted that because the guy who was supposed to be
involved
in the issue, I know him personally.
Yeah.
I don't think he's capable of doing that.
Okay.
So that's why I said,
and that's that.
It's not likely that it's that guy, and I said it could be another guy from another network.
No, I
still think someone from
our network.
No, I still believe that from the way the story goes, it could have been one of us, really.
Seriously?
At some point.
Jeez, no, he's 100% sure that's
not
one of us.
He has to say that.
No, what I mean is in our prime.
But it was years ago, in your prime.
When we were young and foolish, it could have been any one of us.
Okay, all right, cool.
But I still won't. But personally, I wouldn't wait that long in the bathroom for a girl.
That's a loser's move.
Yeah, I know.
Man. Why would you do that?
I'd probably bring her to the bathroom and,
I'd probably come up with a better plan. Not making things happen in the same...
See, that's why I bring a car always.
There's always...
push comes to shove. There's always the car.
Hey, listen up. If you're planning to do the same thing, bathroom, bad idea. Right behind the stage is always that special room.
Or get out of the place and go somewhere else.
Yeah. In the car.
Over the years, that's probably subconsciously. That's the reason why you
do have remember my
a
light
lot
days?
Of places you can hang out. Because
do you remember my light days? Did you ever wonder why my tint was so...
There you go. Yep.
Right now, my tint would have been illegal.
Mm-hmm. Your name's Booby.
I had one of those one-way mirror tints. It's a bitch to drive at night, but, you know, like I said...
You brainwashed everyone in the family that we don't want you getting ultraviolet rays.
No,
it's got to be dark.
That was such a sinful light ace, Booby. Imagine the things that we did there.
Well, not you and me, but...
No! No, wait, hold on. Just in case you forgot me.
Oh, yeah. Wait. No.
Okay, let me refresh my memory.
I'll say you're naming names now.
So I was facing one side of the light ace. I was facing a girl.
Yeah.
We were back to back, and you were with a different girl.
Mm-hmm.
Same light ace, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Same light ace.
Yeah.
So I don't want to look at you because I might puke. So I.
yeah, I remember.
And who was driving? Jed?
Was it Jed? I think it was Jed.
If
Jed was driving, that's recent.
No, I came from Manila at that time.
Really?
Jed will not participate because he's a Seventh-day Adventist guy.
So what if he's an SDA?
No,
he was devout.
He was devout.
devout to what? God?
Yeah.
To his belief. Yeah,
to his beliefs.
And if you're devout, if you're into God, you can't get laid?
He kind of took to heart the whole no sex before marriage.
Yeah, because the girlfriend was already there.
It's one of those 10 things that you can't do.
Yeah, so.
All right. Yeah, all right.
I don't know how he survived working with us.
But he was crazy enough to, and he doesn't want to be left out. So he went out with us. So in cases like that, so he would
show up at his place with a girl. He goes, I'm going to go buy food.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gives me enough time to do the deed. And then he comes back, and then we get drunk, and then he pretends that he didn't know what was going on and all that. And such a nice guy.
Yeah, he
super guy.
So nice that he would, you know, I would offer, can I get the sheets? And do you have new sheets? Because I want to replace the sheets. Then he would say, no, don't worry about it, dude. I'll replace the seat. Probably he would smell it afterwards.
I don't think so.
But hey, you know,
he listens to this episode every Thursday night too.
I think he would. Then he would jack off. But
sin.
It's a sin. But he was going to be thinking about his wife. So he was like, Beth.
I don't think so. They weren't
Beth
married yet. It's
to
a sin.
This show as well. Do you know that?
What?
Beth listens to this show as well.
Well, he didn't cheat.
Or was sick like that. So what's new, right?
No, he couldn't have thought sick, about. So.
He didn't cheat. Yeah.
But okay. this is the part where we don't even edit out, right?
No, it's okay.
This goes on air. Exactly.
You'll know when I'm starting to edit things.
I know.
Because we're pushing a button right there. Yeah. Whenever he pushes a button, that means
that's not going to get included in. We need another alternate. Upload podcatcher thingy. Get it going.
Anyway.
So what the fuck?
Cool. Oh yeah, a couple of episodes back, right?
It's too early.
Jeez, man.
Push.
No.
Push.
Did you? You did?
No, it's just kidding. I was trying to piss him off. We have a special guest tonight, and we want to hear from him. Can you greet everybody using, since this guy is from Zamboanga, so he's fluent.
You introduce him. He's your friend.
What the fuck? He's not 5 years old. Let him introduce himself.
At least tell them that, you know.
I used to work with this guy. He used to be my boss. He's the guy that, you know, you cannot bother because he's one in one room for like 8 hours. He only goes out to pee and grab coffee or have a
And
bite.
Where was this?
And that's the reason why you guys excel at what you do. Is that what you're saying?
That's the reason why, because the guys are on.
Yeah.
Made the business grow, yeah.
I've met a couple of guys like that back in the day when I used to work with you, Jess.
Yeah.
So
go ahead. You want to introduce yourself? You want to say? You
no,
want
to
say
just
hi
listening to you guys?
No.
All the stuff that you're talking about.
What do I call you? You don't want you want to be identified?
You gotta call him boss.
No.
Boss man.
Can I call you Charlie?
Yeah, go ahead.
Was that your phone name?
No, because there used to be somebody that's associated with him that starts with CH and forget it.
Charlie for history.
His name is Charlie.
Yeah, because of the good old days. Yeah, that sounds interesting. Mm-hmm.
I had fun in that office. We worked the same.
Yeah,
used to be in Expedia as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I told him.
Yeah, bungalow.
But we never crossed paths.
The old one.
It was a big office, though.
No, if there was a time when you're thinking about business and you're inside an elevator, you can't breathe because of the number of people, but you're wondering why because there's only two of you, he's the second guy.
Until he lost weight.
Until he lost weight.
Were you there when we moved to the...
No, I wasn't there anymore.
He was on the bungalow.
Because they wouldn't transfer me to...
The bungalow? Really?
Yeah.
You were in the other side of the room?
No, I was... Yeah, I was on the left side.
Sounds like a nice name for a property management company, huh?
Bungalow.
Yeah, bungalow.
The bungalow.
When you go in the main entrance.
You
the
go
door,
left.
Yeah.
I go left.
You
guys were right. Yep.
So you were not under Gene?
No, I was under...
Under observation.
Candace.
Gene still single?
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know?
Dude, it's been 20 years.
Damn, a long
time. Based on how bitchy she is, well, she should be single.
Hey, when I started, everybody was warning me about Candace.
Candace is okay. But Gene is like tall, chinita looking, and every time
Gene is a girl.
Gene, yeah, Gene.
Okay. For the benefit of those listening to this episode.
So it's like a really nasty Kim Chu.
Okay, I can. I'm starting to picture her out.
Well, nasty-looking Kiju.
So she runs like what? 5 minutes for a kilometer in the morning.
She runs.
Dang.
She runs. last time I saw her, we were in City Gym, and I said hi to her, and she gave me the look. I was like, "Hi, Gene. Used to be from the same company. Now I'm not from your company anymore. I'm under Expedia."
But your company sucks right now.
So it's like, I didn't need to know that. I just, I'm just saying hi. You're like a couple of feet away from me. So I just walked out. I was like, this girl's never going to get married. Jesus Christ.
My label.
And how nasty.
Yeah, you never know.
Well, she still has the same last name, so chances are she's not.
All right.
She's women rarely change their last names these days.
No, I mean, she's one of those girls that you see in TikTok complaining about being successful and powerful and probably rich.
Sorry, Jess. I never scrolled that far in TikTok.
TikTok or YouTube or any of those platforms where they complain at the age of probably 35, 38. They're complaining why men are not meeting their standards. And they're still single. Well,
that's it. That's your answer.
You're a bitch.
Well, you guys really go down that rabbit hole and installed the TikTok app?
If you wake up to... No, probably not. Yeah.
That's interesting. I haven't. So I have no idea, man. Until they require us at the office to actually
Depends on what you search for in TikTok. There's some nice things about it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
The name itself gave it away. Just like I don't eat yogurt because it sounds as bad.
Yogurt's nice.
I'm sure it tastes as bad as it sounds.
Yeah, but you drink it cold.
No, I never drink it cold. I haven't tasted Tahoe in my life, so I'm pretty consistent, actually.
Here's a tip.
So TikTok is another one of those things I'm never going to try.
Here's a tip. If you're scared, if you eat at a place where you think, or you've heard that this place gives you diarrhea...
What?
When you get home,
Yakult.
Eat Yakult? Drink Yakult or eat yogurt.
Why?
That's going to help out. Good bacteria.
You're still going to be having the runs, though.
No, but not that much, if ever.
It's the same thing.
It worked for me. If I feel
really? Iffy. Also, you have to back this up.
Yeah. He's got experience. He's been around.
If somebody says, let's say, for example, last night I went to eat at this Chinese place. Let's not name the place. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then my daughter says that's where I ate last time and gave me shits. So I was like, okay, that's fine. So I ate and then...
I always buy from there.
That's why you always shit.
I never trusted that place, man.
No, I don't eat there.
What do you do?
I get their dim sum. Then we get
this
place.
Why can't you just go further and get the more decent... dim sum.
Where?
In Carretera.
In my case, I gotta defend myself. It was free last night. Carretera.
The one where you get the fake pizza? Don't get the fake pizza. Get Dim Sum Express.
You?
Why?
So
that's better than the other one.
No.
Really? So the fake pizza, Demetrio. So
yes, say that. I didn't say the name.
What are we talking about? Which?
Dim Sum Express.
Dim Sum Express.
It's better.
No.
I have no idea, but I trust that more than that place.
Okay.
No, when they started...
There's a Chinese buffet, and on the side is a calendaria. Seriously?
To be fair, when they started, that Chinese place was nice.
Which one?
Dim Sum?
The Dim Sum. The
one that they ate last night?
Yeah. It
was nice? Seriously?
I always get from there.
Really?
Every time I eat at his place, I pass by there. I call ahead. Mm-hmm. They know me by name.
Seriously?
If you don't want to drink but still want to get drunk on MSG, go to that place.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
But I never tried, except for that one time.
In band camp?
When we went all the way to Mantico. That little adventure we had.
That was embarrassing.
Why the hell did you go to Mantico?
Because they
weren't open here yet.
That was the only...
Oh, Mantico, you mean... Yeah, that's the only... That's
the original place. Yeah.
Context, 2 hours.
I didn't even know the owner is from Cagayan.
It was near Iligan. It was like two towns before Iligan.
Hey. So, just for dim sum.
No.
So you like them that much?
No, I was never thinking.
Impressed with their food.
Because I was thinking, naranas unahan si Nitao.
Yeah, true.
True, but it was. But I wasn't expecting
like another 40
that
minutes.
Far away from
well,
Nitao.
Well, not 40, but 25 minutes.
Yeah,
but there's no way to. You don't know which point you're like, you know what?
No, because I always around. Go to Iligan, but I never thought exactly, about yeah. it. I always go to Iligan, because I always go to Marawi at that right. point. I always go to Marawi, so I always pass by it.
Yeah, but it makes you think.
And then they had a checkpoint
for
there.
A Shomai? Come on.
So I there was a checkpoint. There used to be a checkpoint there.
We heard it's good.
At what point do you say, you know what?
It's 60
by the time
liter.
I left,
this seems to be too far.
By the time, by the time, I think we passed by Iditao. I go like, wala pa takabot.
Exactly.
Because yeah. there's okay. So just for context, if you go west, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. If you go east, there's a song that mm-hmm. you can sing
to for you sure to be you
to make sure that you know,
the,
so you know how far it is.
Yeah.
If you go east, there's a song. So Cagayan, Taguluan, Villanueva.
See, now I regret teaching him that song.
Balingasa.
You don't have that going west.
There's no equivalent song going west.
And then further you go, they speak Chabacano at the tail end of that right. region, yeah, which this guy is from.
That's where you know.
That's where you know you're
overshot.
Too far. Yeah,
you're already fucked. It's like, holy shit, people are speaking Spanish. Jesus.
So, we're in a different world.
We're in 1852. Jeez.
So here's the thing. Turn back. If you make the wrong turn, you suddenly ninja kids mm-hmm. or you go straight mm-hmm. and you suddenly hear people speaking in Spanish.
Okay.
Okay. So
I wasn't. No. To be fair, it just escaped my mind how far it was.
It was pretty far.
Because I was, you know me and food sometimes.
I hope the dim sum was good though.
You know
they
what
were
I
okay.
That
it
place?
Was okay.
Where the dim sum place is?
Which one?
I call it the "We Apologize" because us, so. For the longest time, they have that sign on the road that says "We Apologize."
Oh yeah,
apologize
"We Apologize" for the inconvenience.
Up to now, it's not
still
there anymore.
Oh, it's not there anymore.
Whenever I pass by there, I go, oh, we're in the "We Apologize" part already. So it's near.
Because they had that checkpoint there.
Yeah.
So you literally have to slow down. So that's why I know about that place. Allah, they have like all-you-can-eat dim sum. Mm-hmm. We never have that here at right. that point, you know. So
yeah, that time there was no eat-all-you-can dim sum.
It's not like we're in Cebu where we have Harbor Lights or Ding Hao right. or yeah. Ding Kwa Kwa, you know.
And that was 150 the last time I had one at Ding Kwa Kwa.
I know.
Shit, I'm just like on top of
JY.
JY, yes.
I always eat that. My apartment used to be in front of JY. GY, GY. GY.
Right across JY, there's
how
a.
Much, how much dim sum can you eat? All you can.
Are you into dim sum?
You can ask me, you don't ask him.
No, dim sum is good, though.
I prefer that over a whole bunch of other food, actually.
Right,
yeah.
Like, yeah.
No, I think I was just lucky because I know the owners of.
In another country,
I know the son of the owner of Ding Hao, mm-hmm. and then every now and then he'd call me up at home. Well, actually, yeah, he'd call me up at home. He'd be like, "Nag dinner na ka? Why? Ako gipasirado sa tindahan." I'd be like, so, "Okay, you
know, that's a bad thing to say to movie."
In modern times, for the benefit of those listening to this episode, Dim Sum Express. No, not Dim Sum Express.
No.
What was the name of that new outlets they have now? Harbor City. And
Harbor
the other
City,
one?
Dim Sum, yeah. And,
Dim Sum, Dim Sum Express.
The green logo.
No.
In Cebu.
Dim Sum Express.
Huh?
Dim Sum Express.
That's Dim Sum Express, yeah. Yeah, that's the one.
That's their, that's his, that was his dream,
mm-hmm.
my friend.
To.
Because the dad was always a traditionalist, like it has to be like a restaurant.
It has to be like a Binondo looking
the whole cart
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
For the longest time, he keeps telling his dad that, and that was just like a sideline mm-hmm. for his dad because his dad was like connected
General Milling
guy,
right?
It was connected with their families, connected with General Milling. They practically owned GMC. So that whole dim sum thing was just a passion project of his dad, but way back in the 60s.
Right. Just to keep the family tradition.
Not,
probably.
Well, yeah, not really, because the dad
the
likes to eat.
Recipes, or that, yeah.
The dad likes to
good
eat.
Good food, though.
Yeah, good food, yeah.
Oh, have you tried their lorry yet? Like, not the Chowking lorry. That
I remember there's a restaurant there in Fuente. Chinese restaurant, red sign and everything, and then the lorry is just awesome.
That's Kwa Kwa.
No.
Oh, no, that's not in Fuente.
No. By the overpass. The other end is Ramos, where Holiday Hotel is. The other end is
at the basement of Robinson's.
No. No, across. There's a Chinese restaurant.
Majestic.
What? Majestic.
There you go.
There, in Cebu. Majestic.
Shit. I haven't been in Cebu for 30 years. I still know.
The food there
is not nice.
You can't go anywhere Chinese.
No, I'm picturing it now. I'm trying to picture it now. So
yeah, right across Robinson's side entrance.
Yeah, because he grew up in Cebu. So, yeah.
There used to be a theater there.
Yeah, Majestic.
And then every time we watched the movie, we usually stop by Majestic because they had one of the best chopaos in Cebu.
Yeah,
and he is so old that Talamban was a grass field in his day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly, man.
Yeah.
So old, the IT Park was also a grass field.
No, IT Park used to be an airport.
Right. Airport.
A schoolmate of mine died there.
Airport for what? Like flying school?
No.
It's
like for Cessnas.
Airport?
Yeah.
It used to be
like before Mactan?
It used to be. It was established by the U.S. Air Force.
That's the airport where Magsaysay flew out of, and then he got crashed.
Yeah. So apparently, that's like a bad luck airport.
Yeah, a schoolmate of mine died there.
Yeah.
Because the winds were so strong, and then there was a Cessna who. I think it was just parked, and then the engine was still running, and then there was this freak wind that because a lot of students would pass by there in the middle because it's a shortcut there,
Yeah.
So when she passed by, the girl.
What the fuck?
What a waste.
So when she passed by, there was this strong wind all of a sudden that turned the aircraft around.
Since she is your classmate, probably.
Not my classmate. She was like a year younger than I was.
So she died of a virgin.
So what is it, Cessna?
I wouldn't know about the whole virgin part.
Cessna thing?
This was the 80s, yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
I wouldn't know about the virgin part. This was the 80s, man.
Since she's not your classmate, she probably died a virgin, yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't that bad.
For sure.
If you were a classmate, then.
I wasn't that bad.
Okay. That's what you say.
That's what you always
say. I only got bad because I got together with you guys.
Okay.
Whatever. If you say so.
What's that?
I believe you.
Alvin had relatives who had a restaurant right near DXCC before we wrap up this whole dim sum thing.
Okay, DXCC. Kings?
Kings, yes. So that's another thing you should watch out for. If you got a Chinese friend who happens to own a restaurant, if you get drunk and the restaurant is closed, you'll be treated to a midnight buffet in their kitchen.
Yeah. They either deal drugs or good dim sum food. That's it, man. Can't go wrong with both.
So we opened up a restaurant, went to the kitchen. I had only one light. Mm-hmm. And we opened up the freezer. Everything was still frozen. But he said, do you have time?
Yeah.
Are you hungry? I said, yes and yes. Okay, let's defrost and let's cook. So before the sun came out,
had a blast. Yeah.
God bless Chinese restaurants.
Whenever milestones in my life, first time I ever got this U.S. visa thing that everybody's going crazy about.
Mm-hmm. You had Chinese.
Yeah. I always end up having Chinese for first things in my life. So I can never forget Chinese.
In the U.S.?
No.
Here.
Oh, okay.
So, like,
everybody celebrates.
I remember something. I go.
I don't know why. Filipinos celebrate with Chinese food.
So that means, what was that in Makati? Discount North Park because they commercialized. The other one.
Siburo Kukutubre.
Hapchan. That's in Manila, right?
Yeah, in Manila.
That's somewhere in Makati. Hapchan.
They have
a lot. The commercial version, the one in the malls.
Yeah.
Hapchan, like the freaking.
The old one.
One with cockroaches and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I had that because I had a European visa for some reason. So, yeah, Chinese food, dude, it resets me in New York.
Yeah,
I gotta go
food.
To Panda, what do you call that? Panda Express.
Panda Express.
Yeah, because it's closer to the taste you have with Chok.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's too Americanized.
Dude, me, being Filipino who lives in Cagayan all my life, I go to New York and in the East Coast, winter and everything. -10 for 2 weeks. What do you reset your system with?
Steamed rice.
Panda Express.
Steamed rice.
You know what? Chinese food saved me lots of times, man.
See, when you say steamed rice, it's not like the steamed rice that we know because we got spoiled by Ding Hao.
That's our idea.
Steamed rice is just basically rice.
They throw steamed rice pork with a, and sauce.
With a sauce, the 2 liters of sauce every bowl. That's the Ding Hao steamed rice.
Yeah, but
it's like KFC.
But when you say everywhere else in the world, when you go order steamed rice, they just give you rice.
Yeah, I know. I know. No, the classic Filipino. Well, I'm going to claim it for Filipino because that's what I always. The one that.
That's why I always have a blast going to Singapore. And then these street.
Hawkers?
Yeah, the hawkers. Because you can negotiate, you can talk to whoever is cooking to customize whatever you want. So I go for Chinese because I never bothered with anything Indian, so I stay away from those Indian food, so I go Chinese. But you can actually tell him, like, you know, I want this much cabbage or whatever stuff you want included. And then they're going to go, okay, we're going to get somebody who can cook for you. So they ask somebody, because in Singapore, people can speak English.
Yeah.
So that's the best part. And then they tell you, yeah, okay, you know, tell me what stuff you want included. And they're going to go, can I add olive, what's that, olive oil? Sesame oil.
What the fuck you doing?
And
Chinese oyster. Food doesn't have.
The fuck you doing adding olive oil?
Man, it's fucking weird. But after they cook it, it's like, all right, I think this is what I like. Because this.
Just I almost got it, by the way.
Turning in their graves, thinking about olive oil.
Olive oil on Chinese.
No, not olive oil. Something else.
Sesame.
Sesame oil. No, not sesame oil. Another thing.
There's only two. It's what? Regular chili oil?
Oyster sauce, maybe?
Probably oyster sauce.
There you go.
Oyster sauce.
Yeah,
you know the stupidest thing I ever saw?
Uncle Roger's gonna kill you if you.
I know.
Right.
You know the stupidest thing I ever saw? What? There's beginning to sell vegan oyster sauce.
Fuck it. Don't even finish that sentence. That sentence does not make sense.
In Singapore?
No, in, you know, the brand Lee Kum Kee, right?
In BGC and in Cali?
Lee Kum Kee? Seriously?
Yeah, I saw it one time.
Really?
Not here, but, you know.
That's
fucked. It literally said, the bottle was like, green, the label was green. No. It says vegan oyster sauce. I go like.
So it's not real oyster.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. Even if you're wearing a two-piece bikini, you got size 36B boobs coming over to me, and then suddenly say, you're vegan, my wiener's going to go like, meow. Not going to work. Swear to God, not going to work.
Harsh kick just.
What the fuck? No, really.
No, but then again, I do make fun of them.
Yeah.
What else is happening in the world? So
somebody blocked you on Facebook? Let's talk about that.
I've been at it for how many years? Nobody blocked me.
So you should be.
So in my life,
you've only been blocked twice.
In my life, officially blocked. Well, one, according to her, I'm not going to name names, so you don't have to get ready to push that button.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is from a somebody from the Wait! I'm not going to. I'm not going to name names.
Just to be sure.
Okay. So first time. Somebody who's from the opposite political camp. Let's put it this way.
Okay. Different political view, political beliefs, conflicting. Not really, because it's election time.
Yeah, so, it was during election time. And my take is always this.
Why do you have such lengthy explanations? Just say you have opposing political views, and then she blocked you.
It's not even.
It's not even that. It's not even
political.
That. It's not even that, because this is very related to the recent instance where I got blocked by somebody else.
And I should tell you something.
What?
Because how come I don't get blocked?
Because it's me.
There you go.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say, so I just, you know. But again, here's my thing. I don't care what you, if I post, you want to poke it, you want to laugh at it, I don't care. I mean, well, I do care, but I'm not going to go beyond the point of, you know, I'm not going to reach the point where I'm going to block you, because that's censorship.
No, it's okay to just outright block somebody.
There's no
the
more
worst part
in Facebook, man.
No, I mean poke the logic of my post.
The worst part is telling somebody I don't agree.
I can't even remember when
like
they
you,
took
and
that
then
out.
Blocks
yeah.
You.
It was such a huge thing
yeah,
before.
It was like
I mean, if you just go right in and block somebody, then
yeah. If I post something and then you post a correction, like this is not true, this is the real thing, then
give us facts.
We can have a discussion.
Yeah,
we can have a discussion.
Argument.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I mean, But if you feel so offended that, I let's say, for example, what I posted was wrong. Let's say what I posted was 100% wrong, and then you're gonna block me because you don't like my views. That's censorship.
Yeah.
Try living in North Korea. That works there. This guy posted something about something religious.
Don't point at me.
No, not you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why are you pointing at me? I, if you haven't noticed, I've stopped posting. Okay.
No, not you. You didn't block me. So this guy posted something religious, Catholic. Mm. So I gave a laugh emoji.
Okay.
All right. And then he asked why. He messaged me, why are you laughing? I was like, because it's funny. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's funny to you.
You're gonna post something about somebody who didn't have sex after she got married. Then I ask a question. Is that a reason why the guy, you know, his husband or her husband died early? Which is an honest question. I was like, because it and then she said, you know, are you going to stop posting or are you going to stop making fun of my posts? I was like, no, we're not North Korea, man. I was like, if you post something, that's like posting, putting a billboard that the whole world can read. And then you're gonna complain if somebody talks back to you?
Opposes
your view? Right. It's like, yeah. No. I mean, you take it as it is. If there's criticism, and that's my principle. I post something, you laugh at it, and I probably introspect and say,
why is that?
Come to think of it,
this guy's right.
Yeah.
I fucked up.
Then I'm not gonna post any more of that because I don't want to look stupid. But if you're that close-minded, then don't post.
No, you know what?
See, that's why I don't engage.
Yeah.
No,
the thing is, because you actually, and I don't know if people know this, but you can actually just scroll past it.
Yeah.
we just saw a recent post that
we just hooked up on Facebook quite recently.
Yeah, right.
So you never saw some of my older.
Yeah, no.
So,
but I see you comment on him.
Yeah. Let me give you the background, okay? How diverse this population is. So, he's an atheist.
Okay.
He's questionable.
What do you mean questionable?
So, because I didn't ask what you are.
I believed in miracles, and I don't believe in angels.
Okay, but there.
Because
okay.
I think people who believe in angels are fucking losers.
Well, take it for what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Me, I'm trying to be a Christian.
Right.
Okay, so
it's not really good at it, but
not really good at it, but
not trying, doing a good trying. Job yeah. so far, but
not doing a good job.
He's trying and never has. He's honest.
Never has.
At least he's honest.
So that's this.
Right.
So we, you know,
there was a point
every time he posts.
I'm not part of your podcast, but if you add me, I'm gonna be like, I'm a Christian.
Okay.
I preached Sunday's sermon this
that
morning.
That adds flavor okay. to the whole thing.
That
yeah.
just makes it more, a little bit more
yeah.
eclectic.
It
right
complicates
now, so,
things
okay.
and
yeah.
gets it even more interesting. Right. Right. It's a good thing.
What? So if this was the real world example where somebody blocked me, what's going to happen? Am I going to stop talking to you?
Right.
Exactly. Am I going to stop talking to Booby?
Are you gonna just ignore everyone's opinion that's...
Yeah, because I am
yours.
That close-minded that
right.
mm-hmm. this guy is such an asshole, you know, he's stupid for believing
again,
that.
You're pointing at Booby.
No, because, you know, I'm now
see,
referring
now,
to him.
Now that's clearly
no, that's offensive.
Me.
Yeah, so that's really for him. Am I going to stop talking to him?
We attack him, and he goes, hey, go right ahead, knock yourselves out. I mean,
but they never take it personally.
Yeah,
it's
you know,
the reality of life, man.
It was more, I think...
Because I found out that, I realized way back then, if I kept on being confrontational of everyone who opposes my views, I'm never going to get near the end of it.
You don't stop at every barking dog.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There you go.
The thing is, nobody wins an argument when it comes to politics and religion. That's a given. That's why we never talk about it in radio.
Except for the few times they want to pick at me.
Oh, yeah. We would pick
because
at you because we just
probably,
wanted to have fun.
Because of some posts that I did sometimes mm-hmm. go a little overboard.
This past three elections have been so divisive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so why the switch now between religion and politics?
Yeah, yeah, he's exactly. probably got a point.
It's because of social media.
Oh, okay. There you go.
But the thing is, again, mm-hmm. if you don't agree with my idea, so what?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, let's have a healthy argument.
If I want to engage with you and comment on you on your post and true, say, true, you know, true. Actually, you're wrong. This is what it is. Oh, and then we go back and forth. Fine.
Yeah.
But then we move on.
It's healthy discourse.
Exactly.
It's okay.
There's one. Let me correct myself. I haven't been blocked twice. I've been blocked three times. Two friends. And the most recent one that happened was Henry.
This is someone I know.
Henry.
Ex-trainer?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
old guy?
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
all right. Remember.
But the last time that before that, I got blocked by my high school friend because of political differences. And he was complaining because when I posted about some politician's daughter having a sex video, and I said, even if there is one, I'm not going to watch it. She's not my type. And then she goes and says, "You, the maniac, you. I think you're going to watch that because it's you. Even if it's not your type, if it's a sex video, you'd watch it, knowing you."
Mm-hmm.
She said that.
Did you refute?
I'm okay. No, I did not.
Yes,
because
leave it at that.
Yes,
because
it was true.
Because it's true.
Yes.
Right. You know, so I said,
I'm not going to admit it, but it's true.
You can't be telling her maybe out of curiosity or anything, but fuck it.
Yeah.
You're going to watch a fucking video.
Then
right?
I'd watch a midget if I have to.
I know.
If it's a
just
very famous midget.
Of it.
Yes.
Why not?
Yes.
I don't know where your lines are, but.
Screw the lines, man. For the fun of it, they're just.
Whatever.
Bite someone.
Yeah,
jeez, man, you do it. Just bite someone sometimes.
If you're a midget, you'll look like Taylor Swift. Probably.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You know, a 4'2".
I
want to
know
Swift.
how you curve, how you spin, whatever, man.
Whether you spit or swallow, I don't care. Okay, so here's the thing. So I said, I responded. Okay, so if you've encountered somebody good-looking, male, and doing the blowjob on a guy, would you watch it? It's like, so he stopped responding because I inferred.
He probably hit the nerve somewhere.
I inferred that he was gay.
I get it.
Okay, now here's the thing. Everybody in our high school knew
he was gay.
All right.
But
you outed him.
Mm-hmm.
You outed. Outed.
No.
Sorry,
I take that back. You
inferred. Started. Yeah, you inferred.
He complained on our high school outing chat that I should be kicked out because I outed him. Nobody responded.
He did that himself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nobody responded, and a couple of people from that group chat messaged
me. Somebody else go, "Oh, you're gay?"
Wait, kung bisaya pa, wala ka na hulug.
Niambak.
And the funny thing was, a couple of people from that group chat, females, responded to me, "What is he talking about? We all know."
Exactly.
There you go.
Apparently, there's some people in his family that doesn't know. But then again, I was like, "Really? You are 47 years old. And nobody knows? Come on."
See, this is how important it is for gay guys to
come out. Yeah, you told me about this already,
We've had this discussion before.
Some
people takes a long time to come out, and then, you know, us being heterosexuals, we don't really see the need or the importance of it, but apparently it is important for them.
Is it important for us to? Should we say I'm proud to be heterosexual?
No, but what I mean
is that
they want to come out.
Why should they be proud?
Is what they say,
and I can't be proud of who I am.
You can be proud of who you are. It's just that it's
movies telling you how you can be proud of who you are. Let's listen to this shit.
Okay, I know. But I'm waiting.
All right, I'm all ears, man. Come on.
For a gay guy, or even a gay girl, or a gay person.
So, hypothetically, what if I'm gay? How can I be proud of myself?
This is coming from studies.
Oh, shit.
All I'm saying
is... He's backing it up with studies.
All I'm saying is psychologists
say... The guy's reading stuff?
Okay.
Psychologists say that there's a need for...
Damn, now he plays tricks on our minds.
For these homosexuals, too. Especially to those people who are important to them. It may not be family.
Mm-hmm.
It may not just be friends. Could be friends or family or both.
Yeah.
But people who they deem important enough to let them know that, yes, I am gay.
Yeah.
All right.
And we move all down.
And I have... And I, you need to learn mic control. Bring your mouth closer. You were saying?
No, just to remove all doubt. You actually can pick it up.
Okay, so that's something. We can't understand it
because why would we?
No. So if you're gay, you have to understand this. The rest of the world, the rest of the heterosexual world, cannot relate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have to relate to it.
We don't have to relate to it
because we can never relate. You know why?
Because
we're that
for
gay.
The government because they demand. There's a memo that says you gotta show
See,
up.
That's a different thing now because we're being forced to.
Yeah, meeting and
it's
for,
what do they term that thing?
No, government's just trying to be nice.
Diversity, equity.
No. Canada had this thing.
Inclusion.
Because
before you left, there was training.
And still training.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot
Did you
of trainings, man.
No.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
A lot of trainings. I'm going through
There's
that.
There's actually a department now, dude.
What?
They're giving us a
they
lot
have
of
a
money.
Department
an
for
HR
that?
Person in
Tarleton. Teleperformance has a department?
Oh, yeah. Say the name. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure, I used to work for that company.
No. There's a person in charge of...
Government has that.
D&I is what they call it. Yeah.
That is fucked up. It's
D-E-N-I.
D-E-I.
D-E-I.
Diversion, equality, and...
Diversity, and quality.
Inclusion.
And insecurity. And insecurity.
Inclusion.
Yeah.
And what?
Inclusion.
And suck my dick. That's what it stands for.
See, this is why you get into trouble.
Oh, you can bloop it out.
No, I won't. Let them see how an asshole you are.
I don't know why generally, why they're tolerating it now. And then they're actually going out of their way to actually try to please everybody. Back in the day, I mean, you gotta earn your keep. Period.
I think
That's
it was it. Enough.
That's what life is about.
I think
Until
what
right
what
now,
the U.S.
Favors.
Military did during Clinton's time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was enough.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, exactly.
It should be kept that way.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
This
that was good already.
Goes. They took it a little bit further, and now it's fucking annoying. Man.
And now we
Actually,
have.
They can expand it a little bit. Don't ask, don't tell, and I don't give a fuck.
And personally, like you know,
because right now we're at the stage where pronouns are important.
Right.
You have your way
and
of dealing
stupid.
With these things
that is.
Until they shove it up your mouth.
Yeah.
To call them they or them.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what the fuck?
No.
I cooked for 20 people because you said they, you fucking moron.
And only
shit,
one kid.
Dude.
And only exactly. one kid.
I know, right?
Look, you know how much of a waste of money that is.
I got an A in English grammar back in the day, but right now you're. Fucking sick, dude. I cooked for 20 people.
So that's basically the same thing. I posted and read it about, you know, I don't care. So somebody posted about DEI and, you know,
uh-huh.
being exclusive. And I said, I really don't give a shit who you fuck, who you suck, or who you scissor with, uh-huh. as long as you don't make me believe what you believe.
Yep.
Same thing as a religion.
Yeah.
I mean, if you believe in Allah, fine.
No
I believe
problem.
In Jesus Christ,
yeah,
fine.
That's okay.
Let's go to different churches. Fine.
It's okay.
Don't bring it to work. And I said, and I also mentioned something about if you believe in different pronouns for one person, that's grammatically incorrect. I am not going to follow it. And somebody said, it is grammatically correct. And
it's
I said,
not.
Fuck you.
How?
So that's my only response. I said, fuck you. So I was like, man, come on.
And fuck you is grammatically correct.
Correct.
Just to set things
yes.
straight.
Complete
yeah.
sentence.
That's a complete sentence right there. Fuck you.
You got your subject and predicate. Subject-verb relationship.
I know, right?
I don't care what you believe in. I mean, you know, I go to the pork section, you stick to the chicken section. I don't care.
Yeah.
I think that's where the movement becomes problematic is because they try to, what I was saying, shove it.
Yeah, shove it up your mouth. Exactly.
Other people's throats.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
make a,
if you want to do that,
make an interesting
that,
argument.
Go ahead and do it.
Come up with something really convincing and then let me decide if I'm up for it or not. Otherwise, I'll tell you what I think and then that's the end of it. It doesn't have to be like a memo that I get that I have to go through seminars
right.
just to understand you guys. I mean, what the fuck is that,
See,
dude?
This is why you got to give it to Thailand.
Well, I love Thailand.
No, that's what I'm saying. You got to give it to Thailand.
Yeah, been around because all these lady boys.
Because
even
you ask a lady boy, "Are you a girl?" Like, no, I'm not a girl. I'm a lady boy.
Yeah,
they're
gonna tell you.
Yeah,
like, are you sure you want to go out with me? I'm a lady boy. this from is the onset. This, they,
yeah,
they,
it's this pretty is clear. Different. This is the reason why Jennifer Lodi died.
I was about to say that. Mm-hmm. It's safe mm-hmm. too.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, man, you need because to tell that person.
Guy
that,
knows that what he's getting into.
I smell like yeah. a girl. I talk like a girl. I dress like a girl.
Trust me, I'm not like a girl.
You can, you know, you can fuck me like a girl, but let's just let you know, I got a dick.
I'm not a girl.
All right, so take it as you will. I mean, you know, if you've... she should have told the Marine.
But we're... Yeah.
She should have told the Marine.
I think so, she took it to heart, the whole don't ask, don't tell thing. Do you see the danger now?
It's dangerous. I mean, you need to figure out which is which. Okay.
Going
so,
back.
So, what about it?
No, I think, again, people just don't know how to scroll past things. That,
the ones that offend them? There's a lot of things that could potentially offend me on Facebook.
Exactly. I mean, there are some things that I, from your post, that I look at it, I'm like, oh, Jesse, come on.
Yes, Jesse, right?
And then I scroll out.
You two can be friends when it comes to that.
I scroll past it. I'm like, oh, you know.
I don't know. I got a higher tolerance for...
Bullshit.
Bullshit. And I got a higher tolerance for swallowing down the fact. I can easily swallow if somebody tells me that my idea is correct or incorrect.
Incorrect. Right.
It's very easy for me.
Exactly.
You could shoot it down. The worst I could probably do is stop that same thread from moving forward.
Come at me with information. Come at me with... You know, just prove me wrong.
Yeah.
If my view is incorrect.
Because that's the way...
Show me.
Because that's the way people learn, even as a child.
Yeah.
You know, I know that I could jump from this one-story pile of stuff. Then somebody would come in and say, no.
You can't. You're gonna
You'll break your legs.
You can't. You're going to break your legs. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you're going to be allowed to jump off or... whoever loves you would stop you, and then you would see that somebody else will jump, broke their legs, and then you can see it.
Yeah.
So you don't really have to, you know, pound a child. See, if you know, all you have to do is show that kid.
Show information.
See, that's what TikTok's good for. Do this, you die.
Yes.
Really?
But again, like, I got blocked. Well, I don't know if I got blocked, but.
I probably have been blocked.
Especially in this last election, pink versus red and green. So much.
Red and green.
Yeah. Red and green.
Yeah, red and green versus pink, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy, man.
It's just, you know, you can't censor other people. If they want to vote for a particular person, they let them.
Yep.
Yep. The best you can do is put your facts together and say, okay, this is why I think this person is
better. You should vote for this guy instead of the other guy, yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And not them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think they're better, come back at me
what you think is
better. Right.
After you do that, you hope for the best.
And then let's not call each other names. Let's
Don't attack me personally. I'm just showing you the facts the way
and
I believe
the essence
them.
Of democracy in the past. You know, and we should be aware that we still live in a democracy.
Exactly.
Everything is up for discussion.
People and saying, and we're going to cancel you. We're going to cancel your business.
Man,
we're going to...
That's
do
fucking,
this because you support a particular
canceling is such a
I've heard a lot of
canceling is such a millennial thing
it is a millennial
it's like
thing.
A shortcut to everything like what you don't want to argue so you want to cancel
it's not that they don't want to argue they can't argue with you
they can't argue
what
they can't argue it's not that they don't want to argue
they cannot
defend their position
they can't defend their position
what happens to me if I get canceled by the way.
Nothing.
Do
nothing.
I stop eating steak?
No.
Making a lot of money?
No.
It doesn't, right?
They're just not going to see you do it.
Okay.
Or whatever.
I mean, you know. Okay.
Who cares?
I'll buy all the products that they patronize, and then they keep on buying it, and they find out I own it. Eventually.
And I know you know that friend that I'm specifically pointing out to lost one or two close friends because of that.
Yeah, I know.
Which is a waste.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you have a close friend, but you have different political opinions about something,
and then you lose that friend, that's free.
That's
shallow.
That's fucked up.
I know people don't know how to disagree anymore.
I mean, if you disagree, and you, I'm your friend, I probably treasure you because you keep me honest.
You're right.
In our show, we always disagree, but we just...
We're still together after 20-some-odd years.
I don't have to convince you.
Well, people don't know how to disagree.
Yeah.
Because they don't.
If you say something and I think you're wrong...
It's an offense.
I find it offensive. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's not supposed to be like that.
Or let's say, if we were talking about earlier...
I said this before, and I'm still going to keep saying it. Exactly. Or kids today are soft.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you know,
LGBT.
I'm sorry, but no. Even if they're straight, they're too soft.
For that group example, more particularly, if you say I don't agree with your lifestyle, and they're like, "Oh, you're being discriminated."
I disagree with you.
Yeah. Period.
But I'm not discriminating against you.
I'm not gonna stop it.
Exactly.
I just don't think that. What you're doing
is the right thing to do.
It's right for me.
It's not something for me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same belief that I have.
Yep.
But I'm not discriminating against you. Yep. I just disagree with
you. If you come to my house and you ask for a cup of coffee, I'll make you a cup of coffee.
Yeah, exactly. So people need to know the difference between disagreeing with someone and discriminating against
someone. The new ones discriminate a lot.
So someone young once told me.
Canceling somebody out is like, you know, isolating somebody.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's not going to fix anything.
Yeah. And then...
Someone
young told me, because we were discussing about this whole being offended thing. Like, why can't you just call them
what they are?
They prefer to be called a she. Why can't you call them she? Because they're not a she.
Yeah, exactly. No, my take on that is a little bit different. So, if you dress like a she, you look like a she.
I know
later on that I was mistaken, but I'm not going to trouble myself with correcting myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, I will call you a she.
But if you look like a dude who just wears makeup,
if you got a hilt,
and then you know, I go like, dude, you're a dude.
Yeah.
If you go to the same bathroom and you flip out a dick that's a couple of inches longer than what I have, Jesus Christ, I will call you a he.
And then I'll ask you, how did you get that?
Yeah.
Genetics.
You would do that.
Yeah. We gotta talk, man.
That is gay, but...
We gotta talk. I gotta know your secret, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which...
What?
The whole Leah Thompson-Riley Gaines thing?
What?
The swimmer guy.
Leah Thomas.
What about her?
They took away all her medals.
Because?
Because he's a guy. In a women's competition.
What's the big deal?
They were arguing that since she identifies as a girl, then she should be able to compete in the women's division.
Like that.
That was their position, because she identifies as a girl.
You're too fucking entitled to get away with
it, man. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
They took away all her medals that she've won.
We gotta get everything back to the way it was. And
it
then
started with
well, not really concessions.
It
make
started
room,
with
make
Arkansas
room in adjustments for the new kind, but not really mix them up with us growing up with the way it was back in the day. Because it's
okay. Fine, go ahead. You know what? You're a dude. You want to screw a dude? Go ahead.
Yeah.
You want to call yourself she? Go ahead.
I do not care.
Just don't let me call you they. I mean, fuck a guy in the ass.
Force me.
Fine. Just don't
I'm saying
force
that you
me
don't
to
have
call
to.
You they.
It's the same thing as, you know, like in religious terms, it's the same thing. Like I got away from Catholicism long ago.
Mm-hmm.
I just turned away and go like, I'm happier now.
Mm-hmm.
Like why do people still come at me?
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
Come at you?
Yeah, they still ask you questions.
Questions they go at.
Like my family. Like what got you? But the galit.
Galit.
But kigalit
sa Diyos.
Oh, but kigalit sa Diyos. And see,
how did it start?
Bakit ka nga ba galit sa Diyos?
Are you galit sa Diyos?
Hindi ako galit sa Diyos.
Yeah, exactly. I've always known you're not galit sa Diyos.
I'm not like other...
So maybe they're asking their own
questions.
No,
you know what?
Were you molested as a child by a priest?
He probably got fucked in the ass.
That's probably question number three. That's question number three. Actually, my mom asked me to ask you that question.
Knowing your mom, yeah, I'm sure she did. I wouldn't be surprised.
In my top,
which Jesuit priest fondled you?
Yeah, her mom, God rest her soul, is the coolest mom in the world. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. She goes, "Booby, did you get fucked in the ass?"
Did some
she was insane. She doesn't use the word. Thing. She didn't use the word "fucked in the ass." She probably goes like, "Gimulis chakaba og pari." No, wala bi kabalo.
Exactly.
Did you come in? Did you enjoy it?
Did you at least enjoy it? I was like, do we file a case now, like sue somebody or what?
Oh,
yeah, but anyway.
I told you my story long ago. I was in high school. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We're not your psychologist, so we're not going to get the whole picture. But then again, yeah, okay, fine, good. Boop, boop. Yeah, that's fine.
No, what I'm saying is, I was in high school. This is over 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's been 30 years since that day that I started this journey. Mm-hmm. I've passed the whole galit stage. I've passed the whole... I'm even way past acceptance.
But you don't even bring the torch and then convince everyone that this is the way.
See,
you
that's
go.
The thing. Most atheists that I know in my group
have a way of subconsciously.
No,
doing
we don't. We don't convert. See, that's the misconception. We don't convert people.
I've seen them do that online, which is not.
Those are the young ones. Those are the galit ones.
But
hanggang ngayon, nagpapaloko kayo sa simbahan. That's
all
over there. No?
You don't do that.
We don't do that.
Just for context, this is the only one with Tagalog blood, so if you don't notice an accent, it's because it's legit.
Okay. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Now, new guy. Yeah. Pucha pare, I was driving along Edsa Chong, and it is...
You don't have to tell the whole story.
This puta ng aso cross the road pare and then I got to make up back on the brakes. Anyway.
So, okay. Are you done?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, go on, continue. So
we're like most elder atheists in my group. We're past that whole
You have a group?
I've always had that group.
We're not even your friends anymore? Are you kidding me?
No.
So we're left out? You want us to drop God like a bad habit now?
No. What?
And just go with you?
The most we do is if you're confused and then you ask questions.
Do you guys
answer.
Hold parties on during Christmas, like you know, like exchange gifts and things like that,
no.
And make fun of the three kings, like what they bring to the manger? If I was atheist, I'd probably fucking do that, man, and film it.
See, but the thing is, we're like I said, you get to an age where you go past that.
Yeah, oh, you showed him the picture? It's fucking so.
No, he's probably wondering why. You know, this guy's gonna kill these guys later on. No, he's not.
It's only 30 years.
That's how far.
That's how far we go.
No, but what I mean is, the young ones, they're kind of still mad. They're angry. They feel betrayed because they probably just learned the truth. Mm-hmm. And then nobody really guides them.
Veritas.
Nobody really guides you.
Veritas. Quid est veritas?
Damn, that's something new. I just know Veritas.
No, what I mean is nobody really guides. No one guides someone through their journey through atheism. Yeah. You read books, yes. You read books that people tell you to read. Okay. Or you find out. First things first, more than anything, you question. Mm-hmm. Why? Yeah. Why is this? Why is this like this? Mm-hmm. Why is this like that? Mm-hmm.
Have you tried reading the Bible? I know you read it like cover to cover.
Yeah.
You probably know more about the Bible than most Christians.
I doubt it. I've seen him answer a couple of posts. His views on the Bible are really rather fucked up.
Crooked. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I mean, I grew up reading the Bible, so I probably have stuff more than
to be fair. It all started with the whole Bible study thing.
Yeah, it always does. Actually, it always does.
I was after a girl.
Mm-hmm. And she goes like, and that's where the whole thing unraveled. Yeah. After a girl didn't get laid, and he got laid.
He was more into earthly things. If we Catholics and Christians talk about behind his back, we'd probably talk about, this guy's more into earthly things.
No, I was into it.
And then he's around, so we got
to. They actually gave me a.
Now.
This is going to turn out into a bash booby night.
So what? It's been a long time anyway. No, but it was a.
It's okay, yeah.
It was one of those things that I never knew that I excelled in up until they gave me
excelled!
A.
Excelled!
They gave me
I
a.
I take offense at that word.
They gave me a freaking New King James Bible.
Okay.
As a prize because I was top of the class.
And then you apparently tell them the difference between that one and the other Bible.
Until you realize the Bibles are free.
No, but it was something special, you know, that they give you this.
You get a prize. Right,
you know, they give you this, and then they tell you that, out of the entire class, you got, mm-hmm. like,
congratulations, you got free air! And then you realize you've been breathing all along.
Yeah.
See, I wasn't that blind.
But then again.
No, but then again, I had questions.
You got a free Bible.
But then again, I had questions that they can't seem to answer.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
And then it just went on and on and on, and then they never really answered the questions.
And then you started looking for answers somewhere else.
I started looking for answers somewhere else. And then they probably read.
Just like
in your view, they're probably the wrong book.
Just like somebody looking for a fix, and then you end up with a drug dealer, and they give you the fix.
Basically it. Yes, I agree.
That's how it is. And then I'm not saying we're all good and everything, because we had our faults also with the history of how Christianity and belief came about and everything. But yeah, I mean, you know, so it's an open discussion, open argument. Just to be fair, I mean, you know, present your argument, say whatever you want to argue about, and then I'll tell you otherwise or whatever. That's how it's supposed to be. Yeah. That's how it's supposed to be. That way, I learn something, you learn something.
No, all I'm saying is now,
I might enlighten you, you might enlighten me, and I'm not going to be a believer.
Like
when
for the
I
wake past,
up tomorrow.
For the past what, 5, 6, 7 years, I've always posted all these memes.
Against Christians,
which
hey,
is not
just Christians. Catholics.
Still.
Yeah.
I can't post against Islam because I never was Islamic.
Because you want to live.
And I want to live.
Yeah. See? So that's.
I'm not
that's
that stupid.
I know. Yes, okay, I agree.
Argument. That accepted. Ends the argument.
Yeah, okay.
No, but what I'm saying is I never was Islamic, although I did read the Quran at some point.
Yeah, me too. So, yeah, so let's stop that at that point, and let's, you know, we can't argue our point
nobody
when it comes
wins
to
in
yeah,
religion.
Yeah, all I'm saying is,
how
you know,
many minutes do we have? Because.
No, it's okay.
What? We're getting out.
He's just going to edit all of it out.
Yeah, we actually can make 2 episodes out of one, so anyway, so go.
So what I mean is, if your friend, or if someone in your friend group expresses their doubts when it comes to their belief, don't shoot it down.
What?
Don't shoot it down, because the more you shoot it down, the more you're driving them to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, that's my basic... that's my basic approach whenever somebody...
Because when I first came out back in high school, that was the only thing that I kept hearing.
You came out,
Came out.
Yeah. Of Christianity. And she goes, and then they go like, ganyan ka lang kasi tinatamad ka. Tamad ka lang, tapulan ka lang yun. So how can you be tapulan?
Which is a Catholic thing, right?
And then they even realized that the whole, my entire third and fourth year of high school, I served the church in one past year or another. I was CYA president for the school. I was a Legion of Mary president at some point.
What the hell does a Legion of Mary do to your
life? Oh, trust me.
You get perks?
Yeah.
Like what, first dibs on female companions and
yes.
all that crap?
Special virgins.
Oh, man. See, these things, these trivial things that Christianity does and Catholicism makes you want to question why people actually go astray.
I was important back in the day. I had an audience with the Bishop of Cebu every week.
Was he the one?
Did he know that you decided to not?
Nobody knew.
Was he the one that fondled you?
No, it got me out of CAT, so, you know.
Okay, so.
Yeah, by servicing you from behind. Probably.
Small price to pay.
I know, there you go. See, on the air, he admitted it. I love this show. The honesty, man.
So that's where I got lucky. I got questions. So basically the same issues that he went through.
I think we all had questions at some point.
Yes.
Right. You know what's interesting about me and my questions? I've been around different Christian religions. Like I've been through being a choir at the UCCP. What do you call that? The Protestants.
Yeah, the UCCP Protestants, yeah.
Part of my family were Baptists back in the 70s. and then I grew up with the other half of my family being Seventh-day Adventists.
Oh, man, we're very similar.
I know. And then, of course, I'm a Roman Catholic. So with all these things, being, you know, the same field and all that, it's pretty strong because over the years, it's just a difference of all these things. Yeah. Not because I'm questioning whether God exists or not.
I mean, dude,
it's pretty much logic. Like, something you can't explain, you give it up to something called faith. That means I don't have to explain it to you. It's
and I take it a little bit further and mm-hmm. try to explain faith, and I try to find logic behind it.
Yeah.
So I take it a little bit further. Which you can.
More often than not.
Yes, you can. Okay. But so it's a little bit different.
I don't have
for
to
me.
Convince him, very, but it does happen.
Yeah, yeah, very similar. So yeah. Grew up Roman Catholic, became mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. became a that second thing, the
I
squires, Columbian squires.
More about the Bible me. With SDA because they go fucking whole day, dude.
Yeah. So we were
what
so
a
open.
Saturday.
Columbian squire, and then we were so open that we invite the members of the SDA all the way from Bukidnon. Whenever they visit Cagayan de Oro, mm-hmm. we would host them. So they would.
They and
would,
then they teach you about the Bible the whole day.
Yeah, they would
the
do that.
Whole day.
They would do that, and. They invited me to be a part of that university in Valencia.
CMU. Central Mindanao.
No. Where Jed and Beth met.
Oh, yeah.
That university where there is no coffee, no coke, and no meat.
Yeah.
What? No coffee?
Isn't, is there... Because it's an SDA community.
Yeah, yes. SDA in Baguntas.
No coke, no fish, no meat, no nothing.
Yeah. Soya, soy, everything.
Soy milk, soy meat, soybeans, soy, and everything. Yeah, vegetables. Yeah. And you know. Yeah. So they invited me to be there at the last minute, at the last second.
So
I
they
said
forced
no.
you to become vegan.
No, they because I didn't.
Not vegan.
Very close
you can
to
eat
being
beef.
Vegan.
Ah, okay.
You can't eat pork. In anything that turns red when
no,
you cook
that,
it, so no.
Wait, that university?
Yeah.
That university? No meat.
Okay, just to be safe, maybe.
But no fish. Not even fish.
No fish
vegan.
Because there was nothing there. It's landlocked.
Very
dude.
Vegan, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So I said no to that because of the food. And then Mountain View College. There
MVC.
You go. So yeah. MVC. So in high
View
school,
College.
Fourth year, I somehow they asked me to take an exam and I passed. Mm-hmm. And then I panicked because a couple of days after I passed that exam,
you wanted pork.
You wanted lechon.
Couple
like,
of Dominican
bacon
monks.
Bacon is gone. Seriously.
A couple of Dominican monks that's based in Zamboanga,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking went to the school,
telling you not to eat bacon.
Told me that they're gonna take me to a monastery
without bacon,
which means that I can't jack off.
Yeah, no jack.
Be afraid.
High school
bacon is off limits.
And that I'm
be afraid.
That's
no,
an empty life.
No girls.
Hey, we're gonna take you to a monastery.
I said no. So there's got to be a way.
Oh, there was more than prayer going on in there. That
yeah, there's got to be a way. So I said, what the heck is my dick weight worth, you know, worth? I mean, you guys are not going to make me eat pork. This other faction is not going to make me use my dick. So what is it for? So okay, so it's going to work only if you get married. Okay, so then I started my journey to, you know.
So you got married
at
16.
I was like, fuck, I'm 12.
At 19, 3 years after that.
I was like, holy shit, can't use my dick until I get married. I'm fucking 12. I'm getting out of here.
Oh, well.
So that's what happened.
Shit, I think, for example, for you, I think what you rebelled against was not
rebel.
Really what it was.
Yeah, sure. it was.
We can use whatever terms we have. It's three against one, man.
Was not was not God himself.
No, it was more the institution.
Yeah, exactly.
It's it was the
that much I know.
Yeah,
exactly.
That much I can admit to.
Yeah. So it's not really that you don't... I mean, these
there's
no,
a chance
he
come back.
And this institution is not...
I wouldn't bet on it, though.
It's not as advertised.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
So yeah, fair enough. When I started, fair enough.
Maybe
yeah.
it becomes a little bit more favorable over the years, and maybe he'd come back
to the fold.
Yeah, we
probably
know. Have.
I wouldn't place
again.
Money on it though.
And then we can probably drink some more. Okay. And then you realize it's not such a big deal after all.
And,
and
you're not the first, right? And you're not the only atheist I know, because I know someone else. But it's the same thing. They're not. It's a rebellion against an institution.
Yeah, it is.
And more specifically, it's specific. Yeah. Catholic institution. It's always
the way they run things, the way things are.
Yeah. Just so you know, you're always in my wife's prayers that.
Yeah, I know.
There's gonna
I don't
be
mind.
No, here's the thing. So there's always going to be the time that where you're going to have this fight with him. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not talking about you denying him. I'm talking about this particular fight with him where it's going to be you and him fighting and arguing. And that's going to lead to a different relationship. So I don't know what you're going to call it, because Jacob had the same thing before he got named Israel, where he had a fight with God, where he wrestled with God. And but that, yeah, you
damn,
know.
You guys are deep.
I know. So, but, you know, a lot of things can happen.
I'm a pretty logical person. I'm not into that stuff, man. I'm just saying, whatever I believe in, I don't have to explain to you, because that's, I call it faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I believe in
some
it.
Some people find it easy, some people find it hard.
I was like, yeah, some. There are a lot of things in my life I can't explain. And
the weird thing is,
I'm thankful that I believed in the
Daniel.
Supreme somebody up there, because I can't explain it.
And the funny thing is, some people find it easy, but hard in certain ways.
Fuck it, just give it up. Just believe in it. I say, fucking believe in it. That, get it over with, and then open Netflix and watch a fucking movie. Dude, watch Pulp Fiction. I don't fucking care. But just let it go, man.
Yeah,
I know. It's how it is.
Should be.
It's how it is.
So,
unless you want to be philosophical about every single thing,
so,
like what you want everything to be an argument in your life. You think that's healthy? Right? I mean, dude, there's a point in your life where you gotta, you know, take a break and freaking have coffee and just believe in the beauty of a fucking sunrise or whatever, man.
Yeah, have coffee, listen to Carlos Agassi.
You just had to put that in.
No, it's a way of ending it, because it tends to be very heavy now. What
I know,
the
right?
Fuck is the world coming up to listening to that guy?
Yeah, you give him number of views and all that.
No, seriously, is it a thing? Is it a gimmick? Is it you're going to hate me, and then you're going to listen to me, and you're going to like or dislike?
No, the guy's a fucking dumbass. That's what I think.
Hey, it's a free country.
No, that's not my question. My question is, what's the gig?
What do you mean,
he's a
gig?
Dumbass. He doesn't know.
Some people go and annoy people just for the views.
Yeah,
that's how it is.
Is that what Alexis is doing?
I think so.
Because I do not know how he earns the platforms.
He made a name for himself back in the day. He
puts money in the bank.
Yeah.
How? How does it? Because I can make a whole lot of really, 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 really offensive stuff.
I don't think people are going to watch you. Have you seen yourself and you've seen them? All I'm saying is,
better than the people blocking me? No.
There you go.
So, no, seriously, does he earn from pop?
Who cares?
He does.
If it fulfills him in some weird way, so be it.
Probably does.
It's the age of the internet, man. Do it. Do you?
No, that's not my question. My question is, can he? Is he doing it on purpose?
He's doing it for himself.
He's doing it because he thinks it's good.
He feels like he's being fulfilled in some weird way.
Because I can easily understand, I do it, you hate me, but you still earn money for me.
Mm.
That's that. Is that how it works?
Most content creators, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's doing music because he thinks it's good.
No, I get that. A lot of people have delusions of grandeur. What I'm trying to get is,
a view is a view. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah,
regardless of you hate him or not, you're still watching him.
Bad publicity.
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
And it earns you money.
It earns you money.
Earns you money.
Well, boy,
nowadays,
it
doesn't even matter if you're a musician.
Yeah.
He is.
It's just the views.
And like I said, he made a name for himself back in the day.
Yeah.
He used to be a teen matinee idol.
Not idol.
Not idol, but you know,
a blip on the radar.
Yeah, but you know, but he looks like that.
But goddamn, Carlos, Ryan's maids are far better looking than your maids. I mean, your wife.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd look at Ryan's people working for him.
Yeah, they look way better than. Yeah, I know. Yep.
Far better.
Yep, yep.
I suggest you kind of quit now before you say something else.
What? I mean,
my wife listens to the episode, by the way.
His wife is going
to
wear a two-piece. His maid's going to wear...
This is shorts.
Shorts. Not even shorts, man. Jeans.
Okay.
Yeah. And long sleeves. I'll probably watch your maid's back.
I quit now.
I'm just saying. So, I think you can't deny it. It's true love. That's what it is, man.
I know, right? Yeah, that's the only way to go, man. Otherwise,
I mean, why do people go through lengths making obscure videos on the internet? Because people are going to watch it, no matter how stupid what they do. You annoy people, people are going to watch you. So remember that guy who took a bath in the Guston Park fountain?
You know where Guston Park is?
Cathedral.
Yeah. Okay, so somebody actually jumped into the fountain just because
someone dared him. Because he goes ask me to do stuff, crazy stuff.
There's a content creator in the UK who actually goes into people's houses.
Yeah, he got arrested.
He got arrested. He kept doing it.
Just like there was like a stupid guy in Japan.
The guy in Japan.
Johnny Somali.
He's in jail now.
Jail.
So it's so sad when you see all these posts where they say, it's a big day for me because I got 200,000 likes. Yeah. It's like I couldn't believe it. It's like this is
one of my best videos.
My life means in the last whatever of my existence. It's like seriously, dude. That's what it is now.
The way people think now is, hey, let's do something stupid.
Yeah, and then get it on video and get people
content.
Yeah. Get people to like it.
Yeah.
It's not even about you've been around, you've talked to interesting people, and you learn a lot.
Not all people are Joe Rogan. Even.
Yep. It's like 200,000 likes, and like I can't believe it. Half of my life I've been wanting this, and now I have 200,000 likes, and I can't believe it. My life is complete. It's like I've reached the ultimate thing. It's like
some kids in the U.S. now.
What?
That's their end goal in life.
Yeah.
Have this much followers.
Go viral.
Couple of viral videos. Get the endorsements.
You know what's funny is because maybe 10 years ago when you say you're viral, there was something wrong with you.
Yeah you're sick.
You need to see a doctor, dude. You're viral.
That rash doesn't
look
nice.
We gotta stay away.
That rash doesn't look good.
Did you do that in the comfort room with that?
Yeah,
you're viral, all right.
That doesn't look good. See a doctor. But now it's like, hey, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to go viral.
That's what you want to happen. If you want to make a mark,
and then,
you got to go viral.
The sad thing is, once they do hit it on online, on their social media platforms, then they decided to go like, oh, I think I could do
something else,
TV movies now.
Yeah,
what's her face, Bella Porch.
Yeah, she started an album.
She started with just bobbing her head up and down.
Yeah.
It was cute, I have to admit, when she started. But right now, I mean, she's a. She's a recording artist?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, she can sing because she's Filipina. But, you know, it's not for everyone. Anyway. But then again,
maybe that's one of the reasons why OnlyFans.
Take into account Ivana. Huge online presence.
I'd rather watch Ivana than subscribe to OnlyFans. Swear to God.
No, what I'm saying is...
it becomes a stepping stone.
Yeah, but personally, I see it as a downgrade for Ivana. Because she was like one of the, if not the top content creator in the Philippines. Right. And then all
is
of a sudden.
Is she on OnlyFans?
No.
No, okay, good. All right. Okay, no, I'm still okay with Ivana.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
If she has, I would have known.
I wouldn't know.
I don't think she will. I don't think she will.
I don't think she needs to at this point.
Booby would know.
I would, yes, I would.
And Ryan. Actually.
So anyway, and then right now it's been her dream of hers to to be a contract star of ABS.
But, no, that's okay.
And then the whole time before they never even noticed her.
Yeah.
She applied she got into there. Auditions right. for this star circle. She never got it.
That's
pandemic
okay.
hit. It was fine. And then she decided to go the YouTube way. and she hit it big.
Yeah.
Made her millions, but still, her dream of becoming this quote-unquote artista still stayed with her.
Yeah.
And then now that she has it, and then we find out, the girl can't act.
I don't care. I'll still watch her reels and whatever she has on YouTube.
I'll still watch her YouTube, because it's fun.
Yeah.
Even though sometimes it feels like too scripted.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. I mean, you know, she handled it well. But watching her on, what's her show now? Batang Quiapo?
I don't know.
He would know. Batang Quiapo, right? Ivana.
She's not a good actress.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
He went straight for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's her show, right?
Now you know one of her friends.
Yep. I like her because she's like this glorified Jimay.
Yeah, and it's not even that. Her character is
in our vernacular, guapa na mid.
Like, but she's quirky. It's quirky.
Not really.
Not quirky in the sense that quirky.
In the movies,
not quirky the guy we know quirky.
She doesn't stand out.
She can't act.
Yeah, she's probably got a nice body.
If she starts singing or rapping, she'd be Carlos Agassi.
Oh, yeah.
But she's a nice person, that's what I heard.
That's what, yeah.
I mean, you know, sometimes...
Generous to a fault?
That's what matters, man.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got followers, and then people find out she's nicer in person.
Yeah.
I mean, she's earning way more
remember that
online
thing,
than her acting...
Remember that thing she did where, like, she went to this place... Like, there was a sign like, bawal ubihi dito, pero pwede kung si iba na alawi.
Yeah, she went there
she and went
gave
there.
The guy 50
yeah.
grand.
Gave the guy 50 grand.
Did umihi siya doon.
She did not make ihi.
She did.
She did?
She put, dude, you didn't watch the video.
I didn't finish it.
Umihi siya, pare.
Umihi siya doon sa wall, pare.
How?
She put a portalet. Maraming pera.
Ah, okay.
May pera, mayaman siya. So she did, and then she gave money to the guy, and then she said hi, and then
that's it.
And also, the guy got famous a little.
Yeah, I mean, got famous, man. That was crazy. It's one of those smart things you wrote, and then
you're like famous by association.
Yeah.
For a couple of days.
She's a nice person, so
I'm sure she is for something.
But
sometimes, like my,
if her life depended on it.
I wouldn't go to...
Forget it.
Especially, like, someone for an outfit like EBS, they're freaking dead already.
Yeah.
Like, who are they banking on? Vice Ganda? I mean, come on.
Oh, dude, that voice is annoying, man.
I know, right?
Like, at home? Like, the whole day? Starting at lunchtime
when I'm
not working?
I got nothing against the guy. But,
show him.
He shouldn't. Like right now, he has beef with.
Vice?
Vice.
Had a beef with what?
Christy.
Who?
Fermin.
Nah.
But then Christy Fermin just makes away everyone.
It's watered down to something trivial now.
Yeah, but still, you know.
He's annoying. Like, he's all over TV, man.
And he thinks he's this whole famous guy. Because I think he is, in some way.
He's. Well, there's this term they use, bankable.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you want to bring to the province and you want to make money, bring him.
Bring him.
That means that at some point in his career, he was the bankable star that you can bring anywhere in the Philippines. Right now, on TV, he's just all over the place, no matter what he does or stupid things that he says.
You know who was bankable before, too?
Same for, like, a few of us who dislike him. Like, we made a career out of disliking him. So, I mean, you know, he's never going to impress us in this lifetime. But there's just a few of us, man. I don't get while he's clicking.
No. Anyway.
I mean, we can always just change the channel. That's the beauty of it all.
Nah. Right now?
I mean,
other channels is equally crap. There's nothing. Just like FM radio in Cagayan. Have you tried scanning? Dude. Let us talk about that shit, dude.
Yeah.
Because recently I tried. It's fucking rubbish. Like from 85.0, right? That's where you start?
88.
What?
88.5?
No. 87.5. You start there going all the way to
107.9?
No, 108. 108 point something?
Zero.
A fucking fucking rubbish, man. Yeah. Makes you want to think of putting up like a radio station that actually makes sense. Because that's, we tried doing that back in the day, back 30 years ago. It actually worked.
It worked for a while.
Yeah. You make a turnaround, give it like, what, 3 decades? Maybe it's high time you do it again. Because right now it's rubbish, man. All the way through. All the way through. No offense to those people that believe and think that freaking commentary format works on FM. Fine, knock yourselves out.
I think the whole commentary
you're putting insult to like the real essence of fuck. It's the first time me using the
back
word
in
essence.
What
like
was that?
FM radio, man.
Back in the '70s, when in the US, because AM used to
in the '50s. No, AM was gone.
No, in the '50s, '60s, really. When AM
said goodbye to AM.
When AM started transitioning from music down to, because FM came along in the '60s in the US.
They transitioned to
Talk radio, uh-huh. And then FM started, uh-huh, with the whole music thing. Uh-huh. So one of the very first major radio stations that did that was CBS,
uh-huh, yeah,
in New York.
The one with the peacock.
No, that's NBC.
No, that's NBC.
That's NBC.
CBS. Yeah.
CBS. CBS was one of the first networks that transitioned, uh-huh, their music format, uh-huh, from, uh-huh, AM to FM.
Yep.
Now, I think it's just making a turnaround now again.
Yeah, exactly.
In the Philippines, it took us a while to do, mm-hmm, it. Because in the Philippines, I think it was the 80s that we made the transition from AM playing music to AM just this whole talking news and talk radio and commentary. Talk radio, yeah. And then, yeah, FM was this whole, mm-hmm, and then FM was this just, you know, delegated
entertainment,
to,
yeah,
entertainment, music. It happened in the 80s, not the 70s.
It happened in the 80s, yeah.
Right now,
a complete turnaround because commentaries, yeah, I mean, are. Well, I'm saying,
because someone did ask me that, what happened to FM?
It's just coming full circle, but the thing is,
and
we couldn't
prevent.
Did you know that if we open up like the brand of programming that we're used to, we're gonna make a killing right now.
Yeah, because no one knows does it.
Yeah, because, you know, no one trusts radio now. So, the thing is, okay, you can do the turnaround and everything. You can do, like, the AM thing and then be on the FM band. Fine. But is there trust?
Yeah.
What we did was create trust on listeners and clients.
Yeah.
If we can do that again, you're going to make a lot of money out of that.
We're still
shit,
in our
dude,
50s. We're not
you,
that
man.
Old.
Yeah. Because There's still fumes running in some of us, and we can still do a freaking show.
We got one last tank of gas.
Yeah,
this,
man.
At most, probably. But no, what I'm saying is,
because I was scanning like recently, like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
There's nothing happening. It's just dead.
A friend of ours asked me that one time.
What? Is he willing to pay for everything?
No. Kiera goes like, Why don't you listen to radio anymore? But there's nothing on radio.
What the fuck? Mm. Yeah.
And then you go like, so what do you listen to in the car? I go like, I do the whole Spotify thing.
Spotify.
So I go, and then he goes like, yeah, but once you turn on the car, you have to turn on Bluetooth.
Because here's
your Spotify.
The thing. There's a few of us who can make a better show than freaking Spotify.
Spotify.
That's the thing.
I mean, I don't let Spotify pick the music for me.
About. Right. If we do
I
this
make my
thing,
own playlist.
If we do this exactly. thing, we're going to make a killing. Because
you can put on a podcast.
I never believed
too.
In. I was never impressed with
that. Yeah. Right, you can listen to a podcast.
Yeah, you can listen. To
I was never impressed with the way Spotify picked songs and all that.
No, I mean you don't let it pick songs for you.
Yeah, you make your own playlist.
You make your own playlist.
Exactly.
Because right now, I rarely listen to top 40. You know, like pop.
Because
artist.
It's raining in Manila.
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck is that?
But sometimes,
dude?
See, this is where TikTok comes in. Because sometimes.
What? TikTok is 18 seconds. Dude.
What I'm saying
is. I'm talking about a 3 minute, 30 second or
something. What I'm saying is, every now and then, TikTok comes up with a song.
Yeah.
Like an independent artist who
really?
Publishes their
yeah.
songs on
mm-hmm.
either Instagram or YouTube or TikTok.
Yeah, we had that with MP3s being online before.
Yeah, but then again, where else am I going to get my new songs?
Spotify.
That's what I'm saying. I hear it on.
Why do you have to go to TikTok then?
I hear it on Instagram. I hear it on TikTok. I look for it in Spotify. Mm-hmm. I have my own playlist now of new songs.
Yep. Why
of
do you
independent
even,
songs?
Are they good stuff?
For me, it's good. I don't know if you like them. Jesse listens to some of the stuff I listen to.
Okay. All right.
Like some of the songs I listen to on the car.
If we're going to make millions again in radio, it's got to be like the real thing, man. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we can't do the whole internet radio thing. That's just a joke.
Oh. Fuck the internet radio. That's a fucking joke.
Yeah, that's what
somebody
I'm saying.
Tried it. It didn't work.
It never worked.
We got to have a transmitter. Pay the necessary fees and freaking broadcast, just like Cebu radio station does, right? I mean, you know, look at that one radio station that's still kicking.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, we're gonna end there.
What? Yeah.
What, leave it all hanging?
Radio. Yeah. Let's next episode we're uploading could be like life in radio.
Oh shit! We're supposed to talk about something else.
Yeah,
let's do that next episode. Like, God. You know.
I knew I forgot
something.
Life
and radio. Mm-hmm. Okay. Life and radio in 2023 onwards.
See, this is the... Okay, so now we talk about something that we've never published.
What?
There's going to be something else that's going to come up in the world in the next couple of days.
Yeah. No, because we always talk about this, but I never upload it because I usually take it out.
Well, which one?
The whole radio thing.
Radio thing? Because I never wanted to talk
about it? It's all on record. It's just I never published it.
Okay. Yeah, well, we can probably do one next Thursday.
Because we always complain.
Yep.
All right.
Because we lost faith somehow, somewhere.
Yeah.
I think radio lost is... The glory days would be maybe in the 80s and 90s.
Early
90s.
Oh,
yeah,
90s.
For sure.
I was assigned to Sambonga, the XWR.
I'd probably go as far as 2000s.
2000s, yeah. Yeah.
Early 2000s.
But
everything
if you
after.
Revive that thing, there's just a few people in the Philippines that can actually make it work.
Right.
Yep.
Luckily, here.
But I think we're all in agreement that everything after 2010 is just rubbish.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Dude. We're like, what, ranked second or third in the Philippines at any given time. I say we can still make it work if we do it again, right?
Well, I don't know if my back can still carry it, but yeah, I think we can.
Sure. Whatever, man.
I need special chairs.
Because the Yahoos that promised us that they can finance the whole thing didn't come through. So we're back to the drawing board.
Let's try to look for another set of Yahoos. All right, so
no one gets deleted probably before I lose my job, right?
Yeah,
I was the one who said it. He can't fire me.
What was that?
No, just
a
threatening.
Marker?
I'm threatening Jesse.
Okay.
But anyways.
All right.
Yeah, next Thursday we'll have that like in full.
See, I like
swing.
This. I like the setup.
What setup?
No one's that drunk. You're not complaining.
I'm not drunk.
Hey, I promise to
him.
Be a little bit nicer.
Except for Jesse, who's a bit of a problem child.
Problem child. Seriously?
That's my middle name.
I thought it was Gigolo.
Man.
That's my second name.
You should know about it.
No.
You haven't really met him, right? You know him from People
when
Support.
When he's mellowed,
Yeah. You know, from people support the teleperform. Yeah.
That's a long time, man.
Yeah.
Wonder how Katoy is doing.
Let's just say that we know him from his debauchery days.
Exactly.
Which was that it wasn't pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to know how I knew him.
That was equally as bad.
Holy moly.
All right. So say goodbye, Jess.
Goodbye, Jess.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Charlie.
Charlie! Let's go!
Charlie with a C.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Nice bye. Fun. This is TNT.